Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our sermon this morning is the first lesson. We read in the book of Jonah, the third chapter, the first five verses, and then verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. This is the word of our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Epiphany Savior, dearly loved by God. The account of Jonah, written by his own hand, is a gem of many facets. There is the facet of God calling Jonah in the first place. There's the facet of Jonah at first being reluctant and unwilling, but then, as we catch up with him here, willing to obey the word of the Lord. There's the facet of Jonah being swallowed by the great fish, which Jesus used in his ministry as a picture of his resurrection from the dead. And who could forget Jonah's ill-advised anger against God's generous compassion? Then there is the Epiphany season facet. The Epiphany Gentiles that we're going to look at today are the Ninevites. Today we would call them Iraqis. The ruins of Nineveh are right outside the city of Mosul in Iraq. It's very much in the news today. But we see that for these Epiphany Gentiles, God uses the same plan, the same means that we use in order to bring sinners to saving knowledge of Jesus. And that plan is the Word of God, from which shines Jesus Christ, the light to lighten the Gentiles. And so look with me as the light to lighten the Gentiles shone in Nineveh. God does accomplish his will to save sinners through the preaching of his word. And so Jonah first preached judgment, God's judgment on sin and unbelief. And then we see that those who repent experience God's mercy and compassion. When we meet Jonah at this point of the account, he obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Nineveh was one of the great Assyrian Empire cities. In tourist terms, we would say it would take 3 days to see everything. The city was so large. But Jonah took that message that God gave him, and he took it to the Ninevites, who needed to hear it. The Assyrians were idolaters. The Assyrian kingdom was a very evil and cruel kingdom. And so we see that their false religion, that their idolatry, led them not to love, not to doing good things for each other, but to evil ways and violence. Sadly, don't we still see that today? As so much of that area continues under idolatry, and is a place filled with violence and evil against other religions. But the Lord called Jonah to go to that great city. And so Jonah went to proclaim the message the Lord gave him, a message of judgment on sin and unbelief. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. God wanted the Ninevites to turn away from their evil ways and their violence. He wanted them to come to know Him, the Lord God, the living God, the God of mercy and grace, who in patience and love forgave the sins of His people. So even as Jonah proclaimed the message of judgment on sin and unbelief, there was God's mercy and God's compassion. He told them, God's going to give you a time of grace to repent. 40 days. That reminds us, doesn't it, when God was going to destroy the world at the time of Noah? But then He said, I'm going to give them 120 years to repent. When Moses went to Pharaoh and he said, God said, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, no, I'm not going to. God was very patient with this unbelieving king. In fact, He gave him 10 plagues of judgment until he finally got the message that the Lord was not kidding. Jonah had the message of judgment, but also the message of mercy. God gave them a time of grace to turn from that unbelief and that evil. And they did. Nineveh listened to the Lord. The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. By God's grace, these Gentiles recognize what life is all about, why God gives us one day after the next. It's a time for us to repent. God gives us a time of grace to consider the judgment that we deserve because of our sins and our rebellion against Him. God doesn't just immediately strike us dead when we sin, but gives us time to come to recognize that sin, to appreciate the judgment of His wrath and punishment on those sins. But then also in that and in Christ to see His mercy, to see His compassion, to know that the Lord, for Jesus' sake, humanly speaking only, relents or decides not to do that to us. God, of course, already did that in eternity for Christ's sake, for Jesus' sake. God determined to save you and me and many other Gentiles through the preaching of judgment against sin that fills our hearts with contrition, with a recognition that every sin is a sin against God, and that every sin deserves His judgment. That's what Peter means when he wrote in his second epistle, for it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. In other words, as you hear about the Ninevites, judgment really begins with you. Today is your time of grace. Not maybe repentance from unbelief, but maybe. But that daily repentance that we have as Christians, where we see our sins in the mirror of the law, and our conscience condemns us for disobeying God's revealed will. Judgment begins with the family of God. As we individual Christians listen to that same message, That same missionary message that Jonah shared with the Ninevites. God calls all sinners, beginning with me, to see my sin, to acknowledge my sin, and to mourn over it. If not in literal sackcloth and ashes, then, as the psalmist says, with a broken heart and with a contrite sigh. But this isn't the only message of judgment that through which God accomplishes his will to save sinners. There's also that preaching of repentance in the sense of faith, of acknowledging and trusting in God's compassion and love. The good news that Jesus is our Savior from sin, which those who repent hold near and dear to our hearts. Christ is our joy and our hope, as it was for our Ninevite brothers and sisters in Christ. Because when Jonah preached to them, and he preached the word of God that God gave to him, God always gave to his missionaries, now and then, that message of the Savior. In his very name, the Lord God, the Ninevites would see that compassion and mercy of that living God that forgave them for their evil, that forgave them for their violence, did not keep a record of their wrongs against the Lord. And they believed Jonah. They listened to that word and they repented. And the king said over all of Nineveh, we need to put on sackcloth and ashes here and show God that we are sincere in our recognition of what we deserve and to know that we now know him and recognize him as the true God. So God kept his promise of mercy. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction that he had threatened. The Ninevites bore the fruits of godly contrition, and they turned from their evil and their unbelief and their violence. But remember that God did not forget his judgment. He didn't omit it. When God relented and didn't bring his judgment down on those sinners, he did it for the very same reason that he doesn't bring his judgment down on you. Because he brought it down on Jesus Christ instead. God didn't relent and change his mind and say, well, I'm not going to bring my judgment down on sin and sinners. But in eternity, he had determined that I will bring it down on my son whom I send into the world. He will be their substitute. He will live a perfectly holy life. And he will then offer that life as the sacrifice for all people on the cross. And because of that, I'll forgive, I'll cancel the debts, I'll erase every evil act, every evil thought, every work of destruction that sinners in the world have done. Judgment didn't come down on Nineveh, and it doesn't come down on us. Because, as Isaiah says, God laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Father judged his Son in the flesh as being guilty instead of us. God saves the world, and those who trust in him and manifest their faith by turning from their ways enjoy the blessings of that redemption, of that mercy and compassion. God accomplishes his will to save sinners through the preaching of his word. In his word, Christ, the light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel, shines on one and all. Jonah declared God's judgment and God's compassion. Most of us have had Jonahs in our lives since we were babies, who week after week after week have shared that same message of judgment and mercy to us. We have them today and enjoy them today, and by God's grace, we will continue to enjoy them. To have Jonahs who don't skip preaching God's judgment in order so that we don't miss looking at the cross. We have Jonahs who preach God's mercy and God's love in Christ so that we don't miss looking at the cross. Because it is at the cross of Jesus Christ that His judgment and His mercy meet. It is on Calvary, outside Jerusalem, that God's love for us sinners appears in Jesus Christ, our great high priest. The Epiphany facet of the gem of the account of Jonah matches Peter's words also in his second epistle. God is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Jonah's mission work matches Paul's words to Timothy in his first epistle. God, our Savior, wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is why I preach God's word. This is why you share God's word, because it is the light to lighten the Gentiles, the light that shines the radiance of God in the face of Christ on every sinner. It's the way God accomplishes His will to save us and all sinners. This is how God spared us, by His compassion and love, from the judgment we deserve. Amen.